Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is about Sri Lanka, Sri Lankan overview of rainwater harvesting. Because historically we had rainwater harvesting in Sri Lanka. But later on, it has forgotten due to various reasons. And now, recent decades, we are going to introduce rainwater harvesting because in certain districts, we have water shortage problems and difficulties confronted with water. So, this is something like a justification for rainwater harvesting in Sri Lanka. Thank you. Thanks. This is Sri Lanka. Most of the people, when introducing us in coming from Sri Lanka, they ask, where is Sri Lanka? Sri Lanka is this. This is bottom of India. About 40 kilometers away from India. This is our EEZ and Sri Lankan economic zone also. Then this is the map of Sri Lanka with right around the country. You can see 103 rivers flowing in from beginning from middle of the country, that is mountainous area. But in certain districts, in this area and this area and this area, we get reduced rainwater, annual rainwater.
Because the podcast, you can take it off.
Yeah. And then this is the definition that I have developed actually for the rainwater harvesting. Rainwater harvesting is capture and storage of rainwater for the purpose of potable and non-potable, stormwater abatement and landscape irrigation. It is a strategic tool for proactive approach for drought mitigation and alleviation of water scarcity. In Sri Lanka, since we have historical water resources development, hydraulic civilization, this water harvesting system we considered is a strategic tool, and also it's a paradigm development for the paradigm shift, actually, for the drought confronted area in Sri Lanka. Roof rainwater collection means getting clean water just from outside of the doorstep. It is a method simpler, reduce fetching, economical and no toxic, no fluoride, minimize health risk, because we have that problem, fluoride and health risk, and toxic we are not experienced so far, but fluoride problem and health risk is there due to kidney problem and that kind. And harvested rainwater can be particularly used when no other source of water supply available, or if the available water supply is inadequate or poor quality. This is historical perspective. In 1153 and 1186 AD, we had an ancient king, a ruler. I'm quoting, not a single drop of water received from rain should be allowed to escape into the sea without being utilized for the benefit of the humankind. In Sigiriya rock fortress, that is 5th century, It was, this king was built, the King Kashyapa built a palace on the rock fortress, and he had rainwater collection ponds top of the rock fortress. Now, for the case I'm talking about, this rainwater harvesting, I think I have to keep this here. We are experiencing water scarcity due to land clearing and reclamation. Our forest percentage is now 18%. We had earlier more than 40%. Now it is already cleared and reduced to 18%. And also, we are having destruction for water bodies due to various reasons and reclamation. And kind of development programs. And siltation also affect to reducing water resources. And high demand for potable water and sanitation, that is also a problem because increasing settlement is a demand, high demand for potable water and sanitation. They construct well in remote area, urban, rural areas, and then they construct their toilet pits also in the same land, so that's going to be a competing problem for the potable water. So that is again going to be a stress, water scarcity leading to stress. And this is urbanization and new township development. It is estimated by 2010, our urbanization is, urban township development is about 40% increase due to that. And also, there is annual demand for houses, about 100,000 houses, new houses for settlement. And demand for pipe-borne water and sanitation, we have a problem. National water supply is only for 39% of the population. Others are using stream water, well water, and ground water actually. Sometimes agricultural reservoirs water. So that is also leading to water scarcity. Then the inadequacy of water supply again. Stress on pipe-borne water supply. Actually, new water supply schemes, again a problem that is heavy costly. It is estimated by 2010, we need rupees 140 billion for development of water supply schemes and also water supply infrastructure and maintenance. In many presentation, I have seen the costly maintenance and development infrastructure. This is also a problem for Sri Lanka. And also supply of energy, using of energy is again a problem because increase of fuel prices heavily, badly affected to Sri Lanka for development activities. And pipe-borne water wastage is again a problem. The flushing, it is estimated 95% of the water used for flushing and 5% in many major institutions, they are using 5% only for drinking water. Others, toilet flushing, car washing, and flushing and that kind of thing. Washing and gardening, again, they use main water supply, and public water wastage is there. It is estimated about 40% of 20%, something like 20% of the water wastage is taking place, and water theft is also taking place. Many people, they use street water supply, and poor people's common water supply to get their house water fulfill their house water supply. So that is also about 5%. Again, there are direct causes: surface water contamination due to natural reasons, such as pollution, chemical and negligence, and this is something like diverting storm water, that kind of thing, and factory water, effluent, and dumping of garbage by the side of the waterways. Those are the problems. And agricultural waste, agrochemicals, nutrients. In certain districts, in northern area, we experience blue baby syndrome also. It is difficult to approach those areas because of civil unrest in northern area. But agrochemicals and fecal contamination is there in those areas. Discharging effluent by industries, dumping of solid waste by local authorities and individuals. Those are in wetland areas or water reservoir, sometimes waterways, closer to waterways. Those are the problems affecting to surface water contamination. And then the natural phenomena, geographically, geologically or topographically, we have a problem of supplying water for many settlements. And seasonal cycles such as drought cycles, it is affect to Sri Lanka, certain districts. And disasters like earth trips, I will show some pictures. Recently, tsunami also affected to water resources. Then groundwater resources depletion, water extraction for agriculture, shrimp farm, and domestic users. It's heavily, they use in aquaculture ponds, they use to reduce salinity, they use groundwater to mix with the saline water for the aquaculture. And contamination due to salinization, that is because of, especially in coastal area, we experience salinization in landward areas because due to certain construction and also sea level rising or due to some other reason. And chemical and toxic substances, less seepage to groundwater absorption due to concrete canals and drainage. Those are very clear things, and that is engineering infrastructure developments. Mining for sands, quarry, gem and other minerals. This is again a problem. They reduce groundwater and they extract groundwater to mining of this sand, quarry and gem. These are the pictures. Due to siltation, we can see some reservoirs. These are the aquaculture ponds heavily using groundwater for reduced salinity, extracting sand manually by people individually or large scale, and gem mining, mechanized gem mining or people taking river bed gem mining. This is landslides. These are car parks. Actually, a lot of water usage is there because they are cleaning their cars and things in these areas. And this is again a gem mining, a gem pit. This is the Sigiri rock fortress which I mentioned earlier. This is again a concrete drainage system and canal system. This is agrochemicals they are using, but water is precious. they are looking for getting more water. We have a very good rainwater potential. These are the data in many districts of Sri Lanka. We have very good potential.
Okay.
With that Texas water development figures, we can consider there is a potential. We can catch rainwater for domestic users. Then these are the benefits which I consider: reduce water stress to the people who practice rainwater, time saving by for fetching of water, then health, reduce water contamination, cost of water, that is no or less water bills, water bowser cost, transportation expenses, living condition improvement, support to environment, water replenishment, reduce stress to government, reducing heavy investment on infrastructure and maintenance. These are the water tanks we are using in Sri Lanka. It reduces waiting for water bowser and fetching far away getting water. They are having a lot of time spending on this, getting the day-to-day water. So we consider measures to be for future. Integrated approach, many speakers highlighted this approach. And government patronage, concession, subsidies, tax rebates, even previous speaker mentioned about those things. And develop mechanism based on policy. A policy has already been developed, and new schemes for implementation, public and private partnership programs, reduce misconceptions, that is attitudinal problems. There are people still think rainwater is having some problem, and best thing is getting government water supply, and show benefits to improvement, that is education program, which is the education program that mentioned the earlier speaker talk about, that creation of awareness through education, legal and mandatory requirement, that is development of building construction legislation and that kind of thing. These are policy intervention. Through the policy, we will have to develop policy-based development approach to reduce, introduce legislation and that kind of thing. And at present, for rainwater harvesting, there are no integrated approach. We'll have to develop that. Participating NGOs and CBOs, village level community group, and lack of arrangement for water quality checking. We'll have to develop scientific approach for water quality, and that is actually for the rainwater. Lack of awareness and education program, we'll have to develop that. And need for demonstration tanks for the demonstration effect, that is something like economic jargon. This is assessment for incentives and some concessions. Major institution, at present, they are not taking any interest on these things. So we'll have to introduce new schemes for rainwater harvesting for the new, for the major, large institutions for their water supply schemes. That's all. Thank you very much.